in the true sense as well. For those of us, for those of you perhaps I should say, for those who are so fortunate that you are always remembering your Lord 24 hours a day, then there's no question of being sermonized unto. There's no question of being preached to. But every word about the Lord will be the inner joy, the overflowing joy of the heart of those pure souls, of such pure souls who are always dancing and singing and playing in that ocean of ecstasy, which is known as devotion, bhakti, bhakti rasamrita sindhu, the ocean of the eternal ecstasy of devotion. That's called bhakti rasamrita sindhu. Hare Krishna. As for myself, I can confess before you all that I do not feel to have any real knowledge of that ocean, but what touch of it could come, what a sparking light could come by the grace of our Divine Master, is what goads us on to continue on and on in our attempt. When Prabodhananda Saraswati, a great scholar, he was considered in Vrindavan Leela to be Tungavidya. And he said, Vanchitosmi, 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 Nasangshaya. Gaurasa Vishye Gaurase Magnang Sparshopi Mamanabhavat. He said, I have been denied, denied, denied I am. I am a denied soul. How would you say that? Eh? Bereft. Rejected. Eh? Deprived.
Lost.
Lost. That's the simple, that's the word that Maharaj likes. I'm lost. Alas, I'm... How to express that? It's very hard to express that. Yet we know what he wants to say. Very hard to express that. But he's lamenting in this way. The whole universe, they became flooded with the ecstasy of Mahaprabhu. But I could not touch a drop of that ecstasy. Ocean, oceanic tidal wave. But not me. I'm standing on the outside. Huh? Everyone is chanting and dancing. And that Lord is also chanting and leading that great symphony of Nama Sankirtan. And the whole world is chanting and dancing. He is also chanting and dancing. They're all chanting and dancing. But I'm standing on the outside of the fishbowl. And I have no entry to the aquarium. What's an aquarium? I have no entry. I cannot enter into that. But still, if we consider his statement, we shall think, oh, he can see that. Still, we must consider. He must have had something to see that. He wants that. And that kind of prayer that gives us our although expressed in the most negative and bereft way, it gives some prospect and hope to us as well. Adarshaniya navinicha jating sangvikshate hanta tatapi no mam. After that, tatpari? Did that Lord, he gives his mercy He casts his merciful glance. He throws his merciful glance to those who are not fit to be seen, not to speak of who are not fit to be touched, the untouchables, the unseeables. But he's casting his merciful glance to them. But I cannot get his audience. I cannot see. Maybe he decided to make his incarnation in this world to give his mercy to all except me. That was his prayer. King Prataprudra prayed in that way. He was a king. Great King Jagannath Puri. And great devotee as well. And there's a history, a pastime there. And his humility was expressed in that way. The Guru Maharaj wrote that the helplessness of his devotee draws the grace of his Lord. The helplessness of the devotee helplessly draws the Lord becomes helpless and must give his grace. Coming. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Parivrajaka Chajja Vajrasto Tarasara Shishimad Shri Bhakti Sandra Govinda Deva Goswami Maharaja Ki Jai. Jai Shri Srila Acharya Dev Srimad Bhakti Sandra Govinda Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai His merciful visit to Australia Ki Jai. Gaut Premanande
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Actually, I not forgot this. My anyhow.
Are you searching for Panampa?
No. We can sing something first. To give answer, actually my English is very poor. Can't stand giving lecture in English language. Difficulty, but question answer is very easy. No problem. Yes, Prabhu. Good question. Actually, when fortunately we are getting some searching tendency about Krishna consciousness, if that time we will get proper teacher, we will feel much enthusiasm. And through our enthusiasm, we are jumping in the river of Krishna consciousness. But when enthusiastically we are jumping, we are not considering our capacity. Sometimes we are emotionally doing many things. It's also good fortune, no doubt. Emotionally or devotionally, anyway, connection with reality, it is always good. But when we need the promotion, there we must be serious about our practicing life. What we have done first, emotionally, with our good fortune and with our good teacher, about that we must be serious. Then we must practice properly, try to practice properly, and gradually promotion come to us. And that promotion called actual devotional promotion. Emotionally, what we are doing, if it is good, that is very good. But if not, then that reaction will come to us. Sometimes we have seen many qualified person also getting hopeless position. In Jaiva Dharma and Chaitanya Sikhamrita maybe, they are given five kind of
stages.
Yeah, utsahamayi, ghanatarala, taranga, vishaya sangara, taranga rangini. This is stage coming.
Progressive stage.
First coming utsahamayi, that is very enthusiastically we are jumping in the river of Krishna consciousness, and doing so many things. And when we are proceeding, we are not considering our capacity. Sometimes doing wrong, sometimes doing right. Many things, but finally we are getting very much enthusiasm without knowing the principle practicing life perfectly. We are trying to do many things. And it's coming with good fortune, no doubt, and that's called Bhagavan Jeev, this word used, fortunate soul. Otherwise, in this mundane world, many things we can join with that plane, but not joining. Fortunately, join in the line of Krishna consciousness. But after few times, few years maybe, coming situation, we are not feeling so much enthusiasm. That stage is called Ghanatarala. Ghanatarala means sometimes deep, sometimes light.
Shallow. Deep and shallow. Shallow light means how come? Not entering deeply, coming to the top.
Sometimes deep attachment we are feeling, sometimes light attachment coming to us. Then we are thinking we are right or wrong. What we are doing, it is good or bad. Why we are not getting more and more property about our practicing life? This type of some light thinking coming to us. This stage is called Ghanatarala. Then Tarangarangini, then Vishaya Sangara. Then we are sometimes feeling attachment with the mundane, sometimes feeling attachment with the transcendental matter. This way, different stages coming in our life. But if we will get a proper teacher's association, then any way we not will be frustrated. Maybe result not will come so properly, but not will be frustrated anyway. Hopeless position not will come. But that stage is actually not cross over that emotional stage. When devotion will come, devotion's nature is that the devotion giving steadiness in the path of our life, spiritual life. Anyway, we not will be disturbed with our faith. Without faith, what English? Not will be disturbed.
Our faith will not be disturbed. Our faith will not be disturbed.
Faith not will be disturbed. If we will get proper good association, good teacher, good Vaishnava, and that's called Sadhu Sangha. And with Sadhu Sangha, what we will do, that will be considered as devotion. And what we will do enthusiastically, that is, we have energy, and sometimes it will be misused. If not, we are serious about in our spiritual life. can do emotionally many things. In my pocket, maybe $100 or $1,000, emotionally I am donating. Then which I shall go back my house, I do not know, pocket is empty. It's called emotion. But when I am steady with my principle, I must think, at least my car fare, taxi fare, must keep in my pocket. This type of enthusiasm, called sometimes emotionally, we are doing. And emotionally we are chanting when Hare Krishna Mahamantra, there are also some emotion coming instead of devotion. But we are not considering that way. If we say to others, it is not devotion, they will be hopeless. Then we are not telling it, but we know, here is some our emotion. The emotion, that's also good, if cause is good. Saving somebody's life, if I give my full pocket, that's also not bad. Like that, saving my spiritual mood, what I shall do, that is good. But if consciously we will do that and seriously we will practice, then emotion automatically will take position as affection. And when affection means attachment, and attachment when come, then devotion will take firm position. It is my duty. I must do it. I have no other way. If this way I am firm with my consciousness, then I shall get full good result. And that's called devotion. Then emotion, getting promotion in attachment and affection, more and more it is growing. When you are coming in Govinda Dham, if your feelings is good, that is very good. But when Govinda Dham, a devotee will give you good nourishment and good behave with you, and you will, if you will get good nourishment, your attachment will come with Govinda Dham. You will feel, I am a member of this Govinda Dham. And your activity also, he wants to offer to Govinda Dham. And this way, your attachment and affection will come and give your spiritual life a firm position. That is devotion. If you will come 5 o'clock or 5:30 morning, and you will see, the bell is ringing for deities worship. Bell, first bell giving. What English? Morning bell not ringing there. Then you must feel there is some deficiency going, and you will take interest. Oh Prabhu, you not wake up? Now 5:30 fast already. This way, the pujari, if not will attend properly, you will join with pujari. That is, you have attachment, you have affection for your practicing life. And when some deficiency you will see, you will feel it is deficiency. And you will think your position, then you will mix with their devotional activity, you will mix your activity. It is coming through attachment and affection. And really devotional nature like that. Khanti rabbattha kalattam viraktir manushunnata asabandha samutkanta namakane sadaruchi. Rupa Goswami Prabhu given explanation this way. Your tolerance come first. Khanti, humility, tolerant. That two things will come to you. With that mood, you will try to serve your Lord. And abhattha kalattam, you cannot spend your one moment without satisfaction of your Lord. That's called attachment and affection. Abhattha kalattam. And mundane attachment automatically go out from you. You will feel transcendental attachment with transcendental environment, transcendental affairs. And gradually mundane attachment will go down. Biraktir manushunnata. And always keep some hope in your heart. When I am under a proper guardian, a proper sadhu, I must get result. Maybe it's coming late today for me, but waiting for me tomorrow and future, then I not will be cheated anyway. All the scriptural instruction to keep faith with your sadhu, guru, and if they are perfect, I may be imperfect. They have that capacity to make me as perfect servitor. Then I not will be hopeless. And gradually my nature will merge in the plane of devotion. And that time emotion also as an illusory power will be down. And emotion not will take and take position in your heart. Emotion is not bad. Always emotion is not bad. But steady position will get through devotion. Your baby crying, you are mother. You know what baby want. Others may not know. You can ignore sometimes your baby. That is, you know what for baby crying. But your affection there is full affection. And you are qualified mother, then you can play with your baby or do anything, but your affection there is very steady affection and attachment. And that is example. And more other example given Rupa Goswami Prabhu, that is yuvatinaṁ yathā yuni junāñca yuvatau yathā manovhi ramate tadvad manome ramatāṁ tai. A young boy and young girl, when they attracted with each other, they are mentally not thinking anything, only thinking a girlfriend and boyfriend. Boyfriend thinking about girlfriend and girlfriend thinking about boyfriend. And nothing in front of them. When attachment take deep position, deeper position, nothing they can think instead of that.